In this podcast, I want to talk about the things that are real. To overcome the excuses, the hurdles that have been preventing you from moving forward, that have been preventing you from being all you can be. Because it's torture. It's absolutely torture having a goal in life, having something you really want to do, but you can't get out your own way. This is what I want to talk about today. Far too many of you, and me, I've done it in the past and I'll do it in the future. We all do this, by the way. We give ourselves a story. A story for why we can't even start, let alone achieve what we want. We can't even start because maybe we feel like we don't have the resources, we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the people. Our current environment doesn't allow us to go for this goal, which deep down you know is complete rubbish. If I put a gun to your head right now, or to the head of your most desired loved one in your life, if I put a gun to their head and said, you must take action, you must move on this goal, you must take that first step, you must find out how to do it and bloody execute on it, I guarantee that you would find a way. The problem is that you haven't got a gun to your head. You haven't got a gun to your loved one's head, so it's kind of like a loose wish. And if it's a loose wish, if it's something you would love to do one day, you're never going to do it. You're never going to do it because it's so painful to take action sometimes. Because not only do you have to push the comfort zone and all this lot, you actually have to put yourself at risk. Risk of people judging you, risk of people saying no, risk of being letting down and not being enough. That's the problem here. If I could put another chip in your head, in your brain, that made you care less about consequences, then you'd do it. You'd do it more. Just like when you're playing Grand Theft Auto or any other computer game where there's not really any consequence apart from having to start again, you take the actions, right? You do it without even thinking. Even in virtual reality, you just act because you know what's got to be done, you know the mission, so you just do it. The problem is, when it comes to real life, all of a sudden, we put a lot of weight on having to start again. We don't want to, just because somebody might say, I told you so. Just because somebody might see it in a different way and see it as a failure and think less of us. That makes us hesitate. That makes us look around and say, okay, what excuse and story can I hide behind today? But you know full well that if you do want to achieve that thing that's in mind, then the consequence has got to mean less. You've got to see that every time you take a hit, every time you take a step back, that is, in fact, you taking a run up to go at it again. When you try something, it doesn't work, it knocks you back, it makes you reevaluate, you change your angle, and you go again. And you keep doing this until you succeed or make some kind of breakthrough. Life is always asking you to show me more. As soon as you start to get somewhere in life or on your journey, life will throw you a curveball. It will throw it at you and say, right son, right daughter, you deal with this one. And then you have to answer it. And day by day, we keep answering these curveballs, these challenges. We get on a bit of a wave, we get in a flow, we get another big whopper, and we have to answer that. That is part of life. But for so many of us out there, we're using excuses so we don't even go for it in the first place. We don't put ourselves on the front line. We don't make ourselves battle ready. But I'm just telling you now, in this short message, is I do not want you to live behind those excuses anymore because they're not going to get you what you want. You've got to stand up. No one else is going to do this for you. This is all on you. If you're not going to make this happen, that's fine. Deal with that. But don't keep dreaming of that you want more. Don't keep sharing all these posts saying, I'm determined to achieve my goal. But when really you're not taking the action in the first place because it's not going to happen. People are living in this deluded reality, this deluded matrix where they just believe somehow it's going to work out. Somehow they will win the lottery. They'll be given a chance. But I tell you what, if you want something in this life, it's bloody dirty. It's hard. You're in that dirt. You're grinding away and you're doing it for so long with very little reward. The problem is people are not prepared to do it. They want instant gratification. They want instant movement forward. But it's like a martial arts. To master your craft, you have to go over and over and over the basics until you get it down. And then you have to execute. Then you have to go into competition. No different in business, in racing, or anything. I just want to make sure that you get out of your own way. You get out of your own head. You leave that story behind and you say, you know what? I'm ready to do this and I'm going to execute. And then you can look back on the past week and say, okay, what were the results that I got this week? What did I actually achieve? Not what did I research, not did I who did I talk to, and you know, all these things that I looked at on the internet and YouTube to make myself feel better, and looked at a TED talk and now I understand it. That doesn't count. What actual results did you achieve last week? Because it's these results that are going to add up to the big one, the one that you really want, the end result. So you have to collect these results on a daily basis, have a look at the week at the end and say, okay, what did I achieve and what's got to be achieved this coming week? If you keep doing that and you keep planning ahead, then you might just make it. You still need a bit of luck, obviously, for things to fall your way. That's fine, that's normal. But please, I just want to leave you a message and say, do not carry on dreaming about something without taking the necessary actions to attain it, because it's madness.